All told, as we've heard, Governor LePage today vetoed more than 20 bills passed by lawmakers in special session last month, and more are sure to follow. Mal Leary joins me now from the State House to talk about a few of those bills. Mal, that seems like an awful lot of bills. Which ones are the most significant?
Well, Nora, it is a lot of bills, but it's not his record. The record was set back in July of 2015 when he sent down 65 vetoes in one day. About the bills that we just got, probably the most significant are the money bills. We knew he was going to veto Medicaid expansion. He's done that before, I believe, six times. And he said he would last week when I spoke with him about the vetoes. He also told us that he was going to be vetoing the appropriations bills that deal with direct care workers for seniors and the disabled and reduce some of the waiting lists for services. He says he agrees in principle that that should be done, but he still vetoed the bills because he disagrees with the way the legislature did it. He argues the minimum wage increase approved by the voters is driving what he calls a crisis in such services, and once again, he's urged the legislature to slow down the increase in the minimum wage, not repeal it, but slow it down, because he says that would then bring all these numbers into line and wouldn't cause a fiscal crisis for the next legislature. That idea has been rejected by House Democrats, even though it has drawn support from Senate Republicans. What complicates all of this, Nora, is that part of this money is to just keep pay for these workers where it is right now and not be decreased, because the two-year state budget only funded a pay increase for 1 year, and that's the budget year that ended over the weekend. So this has a lot of support. The Appropriations Committee unanimously supported these bills. There was little opposition in the legislature, so it's quite possible that these money bills will be overridden when lawmakers return to the Capitol, we believe, sometime next week.
Okay, more parliamentary fun. So it is clear, then, that some of these vetoes were expected, even though lawmakers passed the bills.
Oh, absolutely, Nora. For example, besides the Medicaid expansion that we talked about, the governor sharply criticized lawmakers for supporting continued funding for the Down East Correctional Center that he virtually closed earlier this year. He calls it antiquated, unnecessary in his veto message. He says it should not be continued to be open. He doesn't want that money spent. And I'm pretty sure lawmakers expected that that veto was coming. Another bill called for a high-level state group called the Substance Abuse Disorders Cabinet, aimed at coordinating efforts to curb substance abuse. And while that sounds useful on its face, the governor doesn't like it. He doesn't see it that way at all. He calls the measure an unfunded mandate and unneeded because there's already coordination on all of these issues. So that was the thrust of his veto message on that bill.
Are you expecting more?
There's certainly going to be more vetoes coming. There are still dozens of bills on his desk that he has yet to act on, and you can be sure there'll be more vetoes. For example, as the governor has pointed out clearly, anything that's got a price tag, he's going to veto. So stay tuned, Nora. Expect more vetoes before the week is gone.
All right, that's political correspondent Mal Leary. Thank you, Mal.
Thank you, Nora.